So let's just relax and breathe. Relax and breathe and just rest in this quiet space. This peaceful place, surrounded by loving beings and positive energy, knowing that there are always non-physical helpers here with us. We call the energy that we listen to Abraham as it comes through Esther Hicks. But we could also call it angels or dearly departed or non-physical energy or source or the beloved or the divine. We are surrounded in love. We are supported in love. And we are adored. The theme of this meditation today is being of value, or even better stated from an Abraham perspective, the value of being. Just being. Abraham said, there is such value in just being. There is such value in getting so general that there aren't even words that are forming in your mind or coming off your tongue. So general that you just feel the abiding, eternal, ever-flowing experience of love and appreciation flowing to you. I'm going to read it again because this is the focus of our meditation today. No problem. There is such value in getting so general that there aren't even words that are forming in your mind or coming off your tongue. So general that you just feel the abiding, eternal, ever-flowing experience of love and appreciation flowing to you. So let's just settle for a moment into the silent place of no words. I can't do that very long in a meditation. I'm inspired to speak, but we'll just settle into the no words for a moment and feel for that love that is ever surrounding us. Feeling for love and connecting on purpose. Just feeling for love. Feeling loved. Feeling loving, send love back to all those non-physical beings that surround you and support you and supply you in every moment. Sending love to the people that surround you in this room today or in your life in general. Sending love. Finding reasons to appreciate. Seeing the positive aspects of this one. Or that one, or the other one. With your eyes still closed, imagining them smiling, these people you're thinking about, whoever they are. Imagine them laughing with you at something wonderful. Imagine connecting in moments of joy. Abraham said, "You cannot judge the value of a life by its quantity. It is by the joy you are feeling. The more joyful you are, the longer you live. Let yourself relax and breathe and be free and be joyous and romp." So let's imagine ourselves romping, whatever that feels like or looks like to you. Going someplace with somebody wonderful or some group of people you love. Perhaps a child or a friend, family member or a lover. Somewhere where you romp and play and laugh. And know that life is easy and fun and good. Place where you are relaxed and open to a new experience of love. Smiling and laughing and opening your heart to exhilaration and passion and joy. There's a song that Carrie Cole wrote that says, "If not now, then when? If not here, then where? If not you, then who will love your life? Who will love your life if not you?" Take a moment and love your life. I connected with someone on the internet this morning who said that she would love to go to Paris. And that if she had the money Paris Hilton had, she could go to Paris. And I wrote back and I said, "I've been to Paris and I know that dreams come true, whether you have the money Paris Hilton has or not." And looking back at my life, I see so many dreams that have come true for me. Swimming with dolphins and flying in a helicopter over a volcano in Hawaii. Hiking the Grand Canyon and going to New Zealand. Seeing whales breach. So many things that were dreams for me until they were realized. And as I think of these memories, I do love my life. I do appreciate all of the amazing things that have happened to me. So take a moment and remember something amazing. Something that thrilled you. And now remember something that warmed your heart, that touched you deeply, perhaps brought tears to your eyes. And now think of something that delights you, that you look forward to. It allows you to connect with the beauty of your being. Abraham said, "Our strongest wanting for you is that you lighten up. In other words, spend more time looking for things to laugh about and play with. Play your way through this. It really is the key. When you follow your bliss, it's always an easy journey. So take a moment and remember a time when you followed your bliss, when you felt the impulse to move and you took that action, and you encountered something amazing. There are wonderful synchronicities lined up for us everywhere. Around every corner, there is a rendezvous into joy. As we tune our vibration on purpose, as we reach for the high-flying discs, we make those rendezvous much more likely. We allow that well-being to flow. So we have the opportunity in this time to simply choose those feelings of ease and comfort and flow and gratitude and appreciation and joy. Choosing our disc on purpose. Flowing with thoughts and memories that match that high-flying energy of Source. Choosing to match the well-being in our vortex that is already done. I am willing to choose to open my life to even more good. I'm eager to choose to open my life to even more good. I love it when I choose to open my life to even more good. Well-being is our birthright. We are dearly, deeply loved. Our inner beings and all that is adore us. There is a grace, a power, and a peace that resides within us that is endlessly looking for the opportunity to express through us and as us. We are that. And so think for a moment how you want to show up today. What mood would you choose, remembering you had a choice? As Abraham said recently, you know, something like this, you could choose cranky, or you could choose moody, or you could choose angry. But wouldn't it be more fun to choose curious, or understanding, or kind, or tenderness, or wonder, or reverence, or fun, or playfulness, or ease? You could choose inspiration. Tapping into your intuition, honoring and hearing your guidance. This meditation is very general. It's okay to go general. As we go general, it raises our vibration because we are ever called to that frequency of Source. And if we just allow our minds to focus more generally, to relax, to release resistance and let go, our vibration naturally raises. And we find ourselves attuned to delight and the light and the joy and the fun, the vibration of home, the vibration of Source, the vibration of peace and ease and freedom and flow and joy. Abraham said, "You are joy looking for a way to express. It's not just that your purpose is joy, it's that you are joy. You are love and freedom and clarity expressing. Energy, frolicking and eager, that's who you are." And so if you're always reaching for alignment with that, you're always on your path, and your path will take you all kinds of places. We will not deny that you will not discover miracles and create benefits and be involved in creation, and that you will not uplift humanity. We will not say that you won't find satisfaction in so many things that you create. But we can't get away from the acknowledgement that you are pure, positive energy that translates into the human emotion of joy. They also said, "When my heart is singing, I give my greatest value to all that is." As we follow our bliss, we tap into our greatest value. Abraham also has said, "My unique singular perspective is of enormous value to all there is. There is not another anywhere in the universe who perceives exactly as I do right now. As my unique perspective joins other unique perspectives, we embark upon eternal, unique, combined experiences. As every other unique perceivers observe those unique creations, perception continues to evolve. We are on the leading edge of thought. As I remember to first find my vibrational harmony with Source energy, and then through those connected eyes perceive my physical environment, I give my greatest value to all that is." When what I have chosen to focus upon in this moment invokes love or joy or appreciation, I am offering my greatest value to myself, to my current object of attention, and to all that is. So all we have to do is love. It's so simple. Very, very simple. So as we just breathe and appreciate, and remember that our greatest work is to love our lives, to love those we touch, to love ourselves, to love our homes, to love our work, to love our play, to love our activities, to love our families, to love strangers, to love anything we contemplate. We are being of greatest value to ourselves, to the object of attention that we have chosen, and to all that is. To love a flower or a rainbow or a star is the greatest value to all that is. To love a face, to love a piece of music, to love the smell of peaches in the summertime, to love a great conversation at a meetup, to love the people who surround you in your imagination or in this physical room in this moment is the greatest value you have to all that is. Being is of value. Feeling is of value. Loving is of value. And so let's just stretch. Kind of bring our attention back here into this physical room where we've been sitting. And just remember that our focus flows love, and that love is of immeasurable value. And so it is.